This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So, Flight Follies is, we've got all these different stories of different things that have happened on planes.
Dude, what's going on in that industry, man? Just every day it's something weird.
So this is what I'm starting to think. It's almost like the shark attacks. Is more stuff happening,
okay,
or are there just more people with cell phones capturing the weird stuff that happens?
Good point. I think that could be it, too.
Because, I mean, there's planes having to land because of drunk people. There's people trying to open the door mid-flight.
What are you doing?
There's people trying to bum rush the cockpit. Look, post September 11, 2001, you should be, if you get on a plane, you should be sitting there with your hands in your lap saying, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Pay attention, your head on a swivel. Come on, people.
Yeah, do as you're told.
It's not.
And shut up.
It's not. Right.
God.
You're not in your dad's station wagon.
Thank you.
You're in a plane hurtling through the sky. And so here's what happened. Apparently, this is sort of a flight folly. A man was waiting in the airport. I think this might have been in Australia or somewhere. It was in Melbourne. This woman was on a flight the whole way, and she's, you know, talking about cheating on her man while she was wherever she was. As the passengers deplaned, they had to walk by a man standing there holding a giant sign that said, I know you cheated.
Oh, shaming her.
Yeah.
Holding like
it was a giant, like, it looked like a giant chalkboard that he had written in his handwriting, I know you cheated.
Because you always see like the chauffeurs or the Uber drivers with the name waiting for.
This was so much bigger than the little the printout that they held on a clipboard. This was like, I'm going to say 3 feet by 3 feet, ginormous overhead.
Can't miss that one.
And like, the rumor is when she saw it, she like.
I was going to say, what was her reaction?
Melting down. Like, not great. Like, she, but you're busted. I mean, have you been in it? You're good on a plane.
Yeah.
You're like.
I pay attention. I keep my mouth shut. You tell me to do something, I'll do it.
Remember the woman shamed the two larger people.
That the fat, yes. And but then we all took her to task. But then I guess in the end, she might have had a little.
She had a little point because they were married and stuff. But I mean,
yeah,
she just had a nutty saying, I can't be forced to sit between these people.
She shamed the crap out of them.
Oh, then somebody else, they kicked a whole family off a plane for smelling bad.
Oh, that's right.
The guy is trying to claim that they may have done it for other reasons.
But
I mean,
you know, yes, yeah.
If you smell bad. Do you want them to kick them off? We say this every time we talk about planes. You're not guaranteed a quiet flight or a clean smelling flight or whatever. But I mean, if somebody's obviously not taking care of themselves.
I'm always on the side of the wants and the needs of the many outweigh the wants and the needs of the few.
Yeah. This was like a family.
Get
afford.
Off the plane.
See ya.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They did boot him.
Yeah.
Here's some of the short answers for things that are flight follies. Somebody wrote they had a man die on the plane one row over.
Oh, my gosh.
We've talked about this before. They're not going to turn the plane around.
They're not.
And they're not going to take the body away.
They're not.
So if you're sitting next to it
you're
and you're on a packed flight, I don't know what they might let you come sit in the jump seat.
Oh, man. Man, that's tough.
But I've heard of people, they basically just put a blanket over them as if they're sleeping, but like over their face. And
yeah.
And you just have to sit next to a corpse for the remainder of your.
You know, that's one place I kind of hope I don't expire or pass away in a way. I mean, that one's just awkward for
you. You have a lot of restrictions on where you want to
go. Trust me, I've thought about it.
Steve, if you don't know this about Steve. He just doesn't want to die silly.
Silly or messy. There it is, right? I don't want to inconvenience anybody. I don't want to be a story on a radio show for the next 15 years.
I want to hear your story.
Yeah, I know you do.
It'd be so much better if you were.
No, I don't want to be that guy. Yeah.
So that's a flight folly. Somebody else was on a plane where another passenger made the joke about, it's a good thing they didn't catch the bomb in TSA that I brought on board.
What the heck? There are still morons.
I don't know who it is. It's like you're just, you
lose your mind.
Just don't even say a word that has bomb in it.
Thank you.
Don't say abomination. Yeah, don't say bomb.
Yes, none of that.
No words. In fact, eliminate all B words.
Right, just shut up.
Just, yeah, they had to delay the plane. Bring the FBI on.
Oh my gosh, now you're inconveniencing the majority.
My biggest flight folly, and if you've heard the story, forgive me, was we were coming back from Mexico and we were supposed to land all the way in Denver, and they were like, well, we're going to set the plane down in Laredo, Texas. Turned out that they couldn't tell if the landing gear was working
or
not.
That's right.
So we just got to the closest point in America. And they didn't tell us until later, but they got low enough to land and then went back up. And then they got low enough to land and they did it like three times. Once we finally did land and we didn't crash, they told us they had been flying by and the slow pokes in the Laredo tower were trying to see if the landing gear was down or not. So that we were flying by and they're like, wait, come by. I didn't see it. I was grabbing a Coke. We had to fly by three times before they set the plane down.
Would that be able to say,
I think I see a tire. Go ahead and set it down.
Can I drink my Coke now?
Yeah,
bugging me with this stuff.
Let me tell you the worst part of that flight folly. Then you have to go through customs in Laredo, Texas, and they're not ready. You land in Houston, it's an international point of entry. They're like, they're just used to people. They're like, all right, well, I guess we checked your passports. I'm not sure what we did. We're like, can we just get back on and fly some more? And not be, they're like, nope, you're an American, you landed.
That sucks.
That did suck. All right, so if you've been through something weird on a plane, we call them flight follies. Katie?
Yay.
Flight follies.
So I was on a 12-hour flight from China to L.A. Oof. I was in the window, and the guy next to me in the middle seat was hawking loogies the entire time.
Ha. Okay, wait. Was he just making the sound? Like?
Oh, no.
He was spitting them?
Loogies, spitting them into his napkin and putting them on his tray.
God!
It
for 12 hours.
Flight, so I, for 12 hours, and I couldn't speak to any of the flight attendants.
Oh, God. Steve's going to throw up.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Uh-huh.
Zero manners, right? Zero self-awareness, zero. And
it was bad. He told me at the very end, or he told the person next to me, that it was just from the Beijing, but I was just dying the whole time.
Oh, my God. I don't know if Steve's going to come back.
Yeah, that was not
that
good.
Was. Did you alert the airline and try to get a discount or anything, or what? You're just.
Oh
out?
No, I didn't know what to do, so I just basically kept my head covered under a blanket and tried to sleep. But it's the most disgusting thing in the world to me. And
I have like 600 more questions, but I can't ask them because Steve will seriously leave the show. Katie, that is awful. Thank you for the call.
What the?
I mean, even somebody just clearing their throat would be bad enough, but the fact, okay, sorry. I don't mean to, Tiara?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Flight Follies, what happened to you?
Okay, so I was on a flight in Texas and I went out to smoke. And so my husband was waiting to board. I went out to smoke, and when I came back through, I had a corset bra on, and they thought that I had, like, knives or weapons in the corset bra. Like, there were wires that went up and down, and they wouldn't let me back on the plane.
What?
Yeah. I had to leave my bra there. It was hilarious.
Wait.
You can't prove, I mean, you'd have to disrobe to prove that there's no knives, and you'd be standing there in your cool corset, but.
Exactly. So I just took it off and slammed it on the thing in the security line and finally did end up catching the flight.
Oh,
but it was terrible.
Jesus.
I'm super terrified to fly, so it wasn't great.
Yeah, I didn't realize that a corset could give a false positive for
knives.
For samurai swords.
Exactly.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Tiara. Laura.
Yay.
Flight follies.
So I was on a like 3-hour flight and watching a movie with headphones in, and the guy who was sitting next to me, he was asleep and he threw up all over himself, and I had no idea until the end of the flight.
You didn't smell it? You didn't see
it? No, I don't know. I guess I was
so he did
the movie.
He was hammered or something. He didn't like project, like he just probably just kind of
just rolled down
just
his
rolled, yeah.
All over himself. It's, yeah, pretty gross.
Yeah, what the?
At least you didn't know till the end. None of it got on you, right?
No. Thank goodness.
Wow, that's, I've never had anybody throw up next to me on a flight.
I have.
You have?
And it's hard not to get in the chain.
They make it into the bag or you're just.
Yeah. It's almost worse in the bag.
Oh no.
No, it's not worse. that's a lie. But this is, I know kind of stuff like this is a trigger for you, but the sound of it going into the bag is almost worse than having it go on their clothes. Cause it's a very,
gotcha.
It's almost like this sound that we have for our sound effect.
Oh yeah.
That blah, 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 hitting the bag. Okay. And then you're sitting there and you're watching the bag fill up and you're like, God, I hope he stops soon.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's awful. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk about barf this much or mucus. Marnie?
Yay.
Flight follies.
So I was traveling with my family. My nieces are younger. We're waiting to go through security. My youngest niece starts reading the list of things you're not supposed to have. So first of all, really loudly, she asked what a bomb is.
Oh, what?
Her, like, you can't see that out loud in an airport. So then we get through security. She sees the notice about a gun and says, oh, the one Aunt Rena has in her purse?
No!
My sister and brother-in-law are police officers. So they didn't have one with them that day, obviously, because we were flying, but it definitely attracted a lot of attention. And then luckily they have, you know, they always have their badges with them. We had to have a long conversation with her about.
Oh my God. About outing them for weaponry. Oh
yeah.
Did you ditch her, leave her behind wherever
you go? Yes, she's in an orphanage now. Thank you for the call.
Better.
Thank you, Marty. Rose.
Yay.
Flight follies.
All right. So my ex-husband and I flew out to San Francisco for a romantic weekend, and we visited all the related shops down there. Some adult toys. Well, we're on the flight.
I'm sorry. Wait, your phone broke up for a second. You bought a bunch of adult toys in San Francisco. Is that what you said?
Yes. Okay. Imagine that.
Okay.
So yeah, we bought a bunch of stuff and we wanted to take it all home. So we packed it into a suitcase. And while we're on the plane, we looked out the window and you could see the entire flight crew on the ground was struggling with our particular suitcase because the zipper had come undone and was broken. And all of these adult toys were like coming out of the suitcase, and they were trying to stuff them all back inside, and like
they had to wrangle all your
Slacker and Steve weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.